Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you for joining us. Coming up in an hour and a half on this live Friday edition, we're going to have Charlotte Iserby popping back in. Hadn't had her on in over a year and a half, and this will be our third visit with her in the last 2 months, because at the end of the show, when she was on with us early last week, she wanted to get into the Democratic and Republican parties and how they're infiltrated and controlled by different management groups. And she wanted to get into an organization I've heard a lot about over the years, the CNP. And so we'll get more details from her coming up on that and how she believes they're infiltrating and controlling the Republican Party, not just the Democratic Party. So that's a 30-minute interview, so we could get into that subject that she brought up at the end of the show. And then, of course, our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman. We're going to have open phones today, completely wide-open phones interspersed with really important news. In fact, I've promised all week to really get in to the surveillance police state grid, and then I had my stack sitting here, and I guess somebody cleaned my desk off nicely. I appreciate that, but will you guys dig out that big police state stack I had? You'll see a bunch of New York Times articles about smart cameras watching everyone, or about how almost all digital cameras and cell phones stamp date and location on the photos you're taking. All the major printer companies for decades put micro printing on it, where the printer was bought, and so they can track it back to you. Just total control. Guilty until proven innocent. But then everything this government does, they want to keep that make that a major secret. So that is all coming up, because I keep saying I'm going to get to that big stack of new news dealing with the infrared body heat resonance ID biometric satellites that they launched in the name of fighting global warming. Now, of course, it comes out that's all a complete fraud. Also, Paul Joseph Watson wrote two big stories yesterday dealing with prison cities. Called for a long time by the Club of Rome, United Nations, CIA, and others. This is the global prison system where the entire world is a prison. And they're getting the younger generations ready with the public schools, the hospitals now operating like prisons, guilty until proven innocent, surveilling you, getting intel on you, trying to frame you, not letting you know that you're in a law enforcement situation when the nurse is talking to you. There's a whole bunch of different prominent world leaders, including an IPCC leader of the UN. Another one Watson's discovered. There's so many. He lists a whole bunch in this new article. IPCC professor and head of Report 3 and 4, some of the latest reports, calls for elite warrior leadership to rule over eco-dictatorship. A total police state where the SWAT teams will be the environmental priest. This has always been their plan. And of course, they say they don't believe in God. He says, just you want a God, we're going to give you one. And the God is the state, and the state will deliver the carrot and the stick. And everything will be ruled by green police in black uniforms with submachine guns. Actual UN reports. I mean, this is Watson has it. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. That's what blows me away. This is such a nightmare. And I remember 16 years ago learning about the Earth First Battalion set up by the Pentagon the weird chants they had the special forces do about we are the white horse death. We come to kill. We come to kill those that hurt and defile our mother Earth. We are the Earth First Battalion. We come to bring blood. We come to bring death. Oh, white horse. Oh, white horse. I mean, this is official. Tex Mars got a copy of the Internal Earth First Battalion. That's not Earth First, the group. They're kind of named after that. But it's all coming, so Get ready. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there is almost no establishment corporate media news on the Maryland attacks of yesterday. And almost all of the news stories about it now have Maryland staged terror theories develop after package explosions here on Friday, January 7th, 2011. There is almost no coverage of this. And we know in Maryland they tried to set up this Martinez character, and that even came out in places like Salon. Headline, FBI entrapped Baltimore bomb plot suspect. No way Antonio Martinez could have assembled the phony bomb intended to blow up recruitment centers, defense says. That was just back on December 13th of last year, less than a month ago. And we saw the same thing in Oregon and many, many other states in the last few months with these provocateur actions. It isn't the FBI infiltrating already operating groups. They go out and find low-grade morons, converts to Islam, people that are always, you know, posing with their wife, you know, in Islamic outfit with guns, acting cartoonish, buffoonish, right out of central casting. Same thing with Viper Militia. When I saw some of their members, the way they were shooting videos, the way they shot them, I went on air 7 months before it happened out of 400-plus known militias, and I said, that group's infiltrated by feds, and they're getting ready to set them up. the Hatari militia. What, a year and a half ago or so, I first exposed it, and later it came out 7 months later. So back in 2009, I warned people, and then in 2010, 7 months later, that happened with the Hatari militia. Good people in the Hatari militia. I pointed out on air that they had clearly been infiltrated, and on air warned them, and even had Pale Horse on, of course, another allusion to death, and basically asked him, are you a Fed? Because you sure act like one. You sure look like one right out of Central Casting. And I don't know if he's a Fed or not, or was being manipulated by the Fed, but it's still sealed. They ordered the Hatari released, of course, months after they'd been set up and lied about. And it came out that they did have an FBI informant and agent in the group of less than 14. And we still don't know who those agents are, or who recorded the leader of Hatari simply saying, yeah, if the whole country collapses and they send in, you know, UN troops to take our guns, we'll have to fight back. Well, I mean, I've said on air that I'm not going to a FEMA camp. I've said on air I would fight foreign occupation. I mean, who wouldn't? Whether you were Japanese, Chinese, Russian, British, Canadian, American, Mexican, Iraqi, for that matter. And we, day one, came out and said, this is a stage, this is a setup, release them. And I said, of course, we fingered this group as clearly being manipulated by the statements and things coming out, and that probably those making the statements were the informants. And then a strange thing happened in Michigan. Some of the militia groups, obviously infiltrated and led by feds, got completely angry and said, how dare Alex Jones say Hatari's been infiltrated? This is before it happened. Then once they got set up, how dare him say they've been infiltrated? Alex is saying all militias are feds and militias are bad. So that's a straw man. And they're counting on kind of lowest common denominator people buying into it. I mean, the same thing will happen with this, but it's a good example for you to learn that I just said the Hatari militia was good, but that they were set up. And, of course, I was right about that even before it happened. Not just when it happened, I said they were set up and it was all a fraud. And then it was confirmed that that was the case, and the judge ordered them released. And, you know, the case is now blown to bits because it was all a massive fraud. And then people will say again that I'm saying all militias are bad or that all militias are run by feds. No, I said there are infiltrators, and anybody who tries to deny that, anyone who tries to imply that that is not the case, that's like saying the sun doesn't affect weather on the planet, like the UN says. I mean, it's just on its face comical. There are other classic straw men. I don't know why I'm going down this rabbit trail, but it's always informative. Whatever rabbit trail we go down, that people put out the straw man that I supported the flotilla attack that Israel did on that aid ship when we decried it and criticized it ad nauseum. Or that I said that if you criticize Israel, you're mentally ill and bad. Never said that. People that attack me with that, ineffectively, of course, unless low-grade morons are fooled by it, but that's their lot in life. I'm sad for them. They weren't gifted with any intellect. The very videos they use is where I say, I don't say you're an idiot if you criticize Israel. I say you're an idiot if you say that I work for Israel or that I work for the Vatican or the Masons or anybody else. So that's how people operate. And you've got to know, in most of these cases, these people are bought and paid for. I mean, more and more I analyze it and look at it, the tactics I see are exactly what confirmed feds do and exactly what the mainstream media does with straw man operations. But the way I went down that rabbit trail was pointing out that you're going to see more and more staged attacks. But if the staged attack has too many whistleblowers on the inside, they will pull back from it and then will stop hyping it. And that's the real mark of this, what we see going on in Maryland with the two packages that blew up at state offices that were being sorted on their way reportedly to the governor's office. We're now seeing almost no news on this, and they're not hyping it and fear-mongering. Now, that means one of two things. it could be a few other things, but two big things that the probability studies and research shows 90% chance it's one of those two things, just to give you a dead reckoning number. A, these were real terror attacks, because the rule of thumb is real terror attacks are not hyped, are not promoted. Or they had provocateurs in there running this, and a good FBI agent or state police or others have recorded it and have tried to release it. And we saw that in 93 with the first World Trade Center attack, where their own informant knew they were setting him up, so he recorded the FBI telling him, no, go ahead with the bombing. Well, you said it was going to be inert. Then you said build a real one. Then you said a fake detonator. Now it's a real detonator. Now you're going to go ahead with it? No. And then that guy, the day it happened, came out with the tapes, did a press conference, and it hit CBS News, New York Times, and a bunch of other news, and the feds just totally backed off, and just you heard nothing about World Trade Center attack after that, and they went on to start Waco as a smokescreen for it a few months later. Again, I've studied these people. I know how they operate. And so this whole Maryland situation is very, very suspicious, obviously, and we'll continue to watch it. Now, I'll tell you what else is suspicious in this larger equation, and that is murdered Bush aide was an expert in chemical, biological, and cyber warfare, had highest security clearances. I mean, this guy ran everything. You know, Maryland, D.C., Amtrak, Chairman, CEO, Mothers of Drunk Driving, Chairman, Vietnam Veterans Memorial, President, CEO, Vietnam Children's Fund. I mean, I don't have an hour to read all this. West Point, Special Ops, from day one in the early 60s or mid-60s, assigned to the Defense Secretary, you know, Harvard, Cambridge, systems analyst, that's RAND Corporation, strategic programs, Office of Secretary of Defense. I mean, this is right out of West Point in 67. Just everything. He ran the nuclear Nike Hercules missile sites. Just, this guy was a master gopher. He was a super class. He was part of the 6,000 super gophers, and they killed him deader than a hammer. In fact, going over this, it looks like he might be in the top 1,000 gophers or even more. One of those quiet guys you really don't hear a lot about. Murdered Bush aide was expert in chemical, biological, and cyber warfare, had highest security clearances. This is from Cryptome.org. We've got it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they got a good boil down here. I mean, but this guy is just the master spook. And then now he's running around disheveled with his shoe off and no coat and freezing weather for 2 days. And then he's found dead in a landfill. And they've had people, even on Fox News experts, let me pull up the quote here, where different experts, retired Lieutenant General McEnery on Fox News, said it had to be a professional hit job. Meanwhile, the big green light here is that the Delaware police and others are behaving like he's bad and he was going to firebomb his neighbor. I mean, you've got this super spook with his hands in everything, a master controller, so that people like George Bush and Bill Clinton and people could go off and, you know, play golf. This is a guy in the command seat at many levels. I mean, he's just got his fingers in literally everything. The pedigree of a super RAND Corporation operative here. And it's got mind control written all over it. Again, just like the underwear bomber. Disheveled, look drugged, out of it. Sharp dressed man gets him on the plane without his passport. And that was security, a security head. Who else can tell the people in Amsterdam, get back, and they're arguing, nope, I said, he goes on. Then he goes on, tries to blow his underwear up. We have the witnesses on board the plane that are our listeners. They tell everybody this. The media tries to lie about it. And then months later, it comes out, yeah, the State Department was ordered by an unnamed intelligence agency to get him on the plane. I mean, it's the same thing with this.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Okay, I said I was going to take a lot of calls, and I'm already burning up valuable time just covering a few articles, but they're all so important. And again, this story from Cryptum.org is up on Infowars.com if you want to go over it. It is long and lengthy, dealing with the Bush aide, John Jack Wheeler, inside a Wilmington office building the day before he died. Bizarre final days and hours of John P. Wheeler III. And the retired major general saying it had to be a professional hit. The police claiming he was planting bombs in his neighbor's house. Just totally crazy. And then we get all these other reports now in Maryland. Two incendiary packages caused security scare across Maryland. It was a tense afternoon across the region. There were two packages, one addressed to Governor Martin O'Malley, ignited inside two state office buildings. They showed up 20 miles apart, one in Hanover, another in Annapolis, just a few feet from the state house. And they just don't have more information, and they're not hyping it. Which is very, very suspicious, because when they stage something, they hype the living daylights out of it unless they know their staged event has been compromised. I mean, when you see a staged event, they're ready in minutes. Minutes after the underwear bomber on Christmas Day, Chertoff was on the news saying, I got body scanners for you. We're lucky. And Janet Napolitano, we're going to order these today. They ordered them a year before. Takes time to build them, get them in place. Oh, we're putting these in just because of this. Just like 40,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops massing in and around Afghanistan, two carrier attack fleets. Bush, according to Newsweek, signs the attack order to go after Afghanistan in the next week on September 10th. Has Jeb Bush, according to Associated Press, declare martial law in Florida September 9th, but not publicly issue it. They planned on probably taking out the Capitol and going into full-bore martial law. But the happy hooligans out of the Dakotas assigned to Virginia that day did not follow orders and fired two AIM-9s, according to our insiders, and later a lot of this did leak, into the flight over Pennsylvania. Some speculate it was going at Building 7, though. So that's why they had to go ahead and blow it up later in the day regardless, because it was wired and ready. Here's some of the other crazy news I will get to after I take a bunch of your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The websites, again, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, if you have any questions, you can go to Twitter.com/TheRealAlexJones. I will cover a few of your Twitter questions today. Always enjoy seeing those. But the toll-free number up at Genesis, that is in Minnesota, and then they pipe the calls down here to Austin, Texas, is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That is for anybody, long-time, first-time callers, people that disagree, agree, whatever issue you want to cover today. But I've been noticing a degrading in the sound quality on the Sunday show phone calls, and it's also that people have worse and worse cell phones. But also we noticed that we think the quality is going down on the cheap 1-800 service we have that's inexpensive. And I only take calls in my studio on Sundays generally, and I've just noticed the calls aren't as clean as when we take them on our local 512 number. And so we're moving away from that number and testing a few new numbers here today. And so this will be a first-time caller line. First-time caller line. We're testing this new phone line system out today. This will be for first-time caller line, 877-789-ALEX. That's easy to remember. 877-789-ALEX for yours truly. 877-789-ALEX. And we will take your calls, your first-time calls. So it's wide-open phones on the 800-259-9231 number, and it is first-time callers on 877-789-2539. Now here's some of the other amazing, and when I say amazing, give me a document cam shot of this. It's so important. This is the Associated Press, also MSNBC reporting the same thing, Reuters, you name it. And this is a major cave-in by these people. A major, major, major cave-in by them. In fact, I could talk 3 hours just about this. Too much fluoride in water, government says. High levels causing spots on teeth. Recommended limit to be lowered. Whoa. Whoa. This is so big. I'll briefly get into this when we come back, but I'm getting back into it later. And then we've got the good, the bad, and the ugly. We've got it. I mean, there is so much news. I've somehow got to get to it all today, but also take your calls. Your calls straight ahead. We'll be right back It is Friday, the seventh day of the new year.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You got it.
The Dispatch is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Friday, seventh day of the new year. Thank you for joining us. How to do justice to this article? Too much fluoride in water, government says. High levels causing spots on teeth. Recommended limit to be lowered. This is really old news. 6 years ago, the American Dental Association was forced, because of just the hundreds and hundreds of confirmed studies, to start telling parents that not have their under six-year-olds brush their teeth with fluoride toothpaste. Of course, you still go to the store and it's fluoride toothpaste for kids everywhere, because it is causing massive dental fluorosis and also fracturing of the teeth. Now, all the other major studies also show at least a doubling in bone cancer. In boys, it can be even higher for some reason. It also shows early onset of heart disease because it starts a calcification process of the arteries and veins, but mainly arteries. It also, of course, retards growth, reduces IQ. I mean, the list goes on and on. And they know that it causes an earlier onset of different types of arthritis, massive calcification. Most of it precipitates out in the bones. And that's on Alex Jones. That's medical doctors, brain surgeons, top toxicologists, endocrinologists, bone doctors. I mean, I've had them all on. Over 90% in 2000 and then in 2005 of the union members, toxicologists, doctors, and others working for the EPA and then another action, the FDA, have sent letters to Congress and testified that it's total deadly poison. And just earlier last year, these same groups came out and said, please take it out. The cancer increases is an absolute fact. Take it out. And their answer is just to laugh at everybody. Marge, did you hear that? They said sodium fluoride isn't good for us. And then if that doesn't freak you out, in the rocks that they get most of the sodium fluoride from, the phosphate mines, where they get the phosphate for the fertilizer, this is the byproduct that they're not allowed under law, though they violate that as well, to dump on the crops. They allow you to put it on grass fertilizer. You ever get grass fertilizer and it says don't use for food crops? That's because it's what they're putting in their water. Basically the same thing. And it's got mercury, lead, radium, uranium, a whole bunch of other types of isotopes. And you drink that, okay? They're putting everything you can imagine in your water. It's not just fluoride. That's the cover name. It's the biggest, sickest joke. You know, I was just reading some more big mainline studies out of major medical center, one up in Dallas, major universities, just yesterday, where they've known for decades that high fructose corn syrup in the first 5 years of life, when you're forming your brain and so many other things, also it decides how many fat cells you get, and it gears the fat cells. And so that's another reason they've done studies on countries where people eat just as unhealthy overall calorie diets as Americans, but they're not as overweight. Because when you drink all this and eat all this high fructose corn syrup, and now look at the baby formulas, most of them are over half high fructose corn syrup, it literally grows your fat cells. It supercharges them. It supercharges them. Now, I said I'd take your call. See, I'm already going off down another rabbit trail. But you know this information. You want to warn people. And it's just incredible. It's absolutely amazing. And then there's the other issues of how they grow the corn, how they do spray the toxic fertilizer on it. And so that's why they found right at half of major corn syrup products, that's Washington Post, 3 years ago, you can pull up that headline, major study, of corn syrup products have high levels of lead in them. Also, lower numbers have mercury. You can just pull that up for yourself right now. Corn syrup lead, corn syrup mercury. So there's also that. It's also getting toxic waste in it. See, they take the byproducts of the oil industry, all the stuff they can't get rid of. That's why I do want to get away from oil. Oh, oil's not good. It's allowed us to do so much of what we've done, and it's a wonder product out of the earth, but it's not good what they do with the toxic waste. And it's not good to be using billions of barrels a month globally of it, because they take all the stuff they can't use from the crude oil and they put it into distillates, the products, the hair care products, the soaps, the water. Just everything, and it's toxic. It's toxic. They don't want to have to store that or get rid of it, so they make it a product. They make it a product. And then you say, well, why would they do something cold-blooded like that? It's not just profit. It's eugenics, ladies and gentlemen. It's sick. They could at least dump it in the ocean, and then, sure, you'd get it back in the food chain through the fish, but not as bad as putting it directly into your water. So what an incredible article. I'll cover that exclusively a little bit in the next hour because I want to go over all this properly. But what they don't tell you here is they're recommending lowering it from 0.7 to 1.2. Yeah, that's the standard now. Per 0.7 part per million as high as 1.2. Some places in the U.S. have 0.4. I mean, you do 0.1, massive IQ reduction. Imagine three times that or four times that, to lowering it to an even lower level because you're getting too much in the toothpaste and in the water, even according to them. Well, what about all the foods they add it to? I mean, do you know what they put in the food? Sometimes they've got hundreds of times this in the food. I mean, that's why the public is a bunch of brain-damaged zombies. You wonder why Americans can't get excited or get upset or get motivated, why we're so obese, why there's record numbers of women with thyroid dysfunction every time. Fluoride, 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 fluoride. That's mainline medical literature. I can't go to the gym or be in a restaurant or listen to women on talk radio or talk to women I know. 25, 30, 40 years old, hair falling out, thyroid. For some reason, I've had medical doctors on. They've gone over the reasons. I don't understand it. Women absorb it more to their thyroid than men. Some things hurt men worse than it hurts women. Some things hurt women worse than it hurts men. I mean, this is devastating us. And here we know that even the American Dental Association covered their hind end quietly. They still have the fluoride for the kids in schools and push it, but they did put the little proviso in. Oh, by the way, we have a recommendation. If you can find it hidden, officially don't do this. But here, kids, take it, take it, take it. Because the phosphate industry and the rest of them and the coal industry and the rest of them are just funding all of this. Okay, I'm done. I said I'd take your calls. We're going to go to the Genesis phone system here in just a moment. Suddenly my wireless mouse is not working. So I guess I'll have to go to the Genesis phone system because that's the only phone system I can see up in front of me. And then we'll test out after the break when I'm able to get this working, our phone system with the first-time callers. Let's go ahead and take a phone call from Chuck in Oklahoma. Chuck, you're on the air.
Alex, how's it going, man? I sure appreciate what you're doing for us all.
I appreciate you. I'm very excited that I'm starting to see some sanity. The government's now saying too much fluoride in water. They don't tell you also in food and toothpaste. And Google violates laws, the police are saying, all over the world. So we're starting to see a little positive movement here. Go ahead.
You know, I think it's about time we start seeing a little positive movement. And I just don't even know how it even came to this. I mean, the idea of it all putting fluoride into our water, I mean, they try to say, oh, it's helped to keep our teeth white or whatever. I mean, I thought that's why we had dental insurance. I thought that's why we went and paid, you know, our $20 copays to get our teeth white.
Well, the government doesn't care about corn syrup and things that they know are really bad. They don't care about our safety. It's all about the excuse to force things into our body, and now they admit that. They're saying, oh, we want to put statins in the drugs for kids. We want to put statins in the water and lithium in the water. I mean, we can see what they're doing.
Yeah. I think it's just absolutely crazy. I don't even know how it's even come to this. I mean, I think it's a really ballsy move just by the government and everybody that's trying to...
Well, here's another chutzpah-filled move came out this week. EPA leaked documents. They knew this pesticide was wiping bees out, and they said, go ahead and use it, but don't tell anybody. They know they're killing the earth, but then they give us fake ways to help the earth so they get more power.
I mean, we've got birds falling out of the sky. We've got green algae falling on people in China. I mean, what are they exactly trying to do? I mean, do they not think that we're going to...
They now had thousands of doves die with green dripping out of their beaks in Italy.
Yeah. I mean, and what kind of, you know, gets me thinking a little bit is, you know, you see how they can actually control, you know, volcanoes erupting and stuff like that. You know, a lot of these things that happen, you know, with killing a lot of wildlife that I notice is around volcanoes when a lot of these, you know, poisonous gases infuse, fumigate from whatever these volcanoes and a lot of wildlife starts dying off. I mean, I wonder
well,
if
there is a big fault line where all these birds are dying over by Arkansas and that area where four states come together, but there's no active volcanoes or off-gassing going on. And they now are trying to officially say that fireworks made 5,000 birds fly into each other and liquefy their insides, which is completely impossible and insane.
Yeah, that is completely insane. I think the last thing a bird would do as soon as they see fireworks would probably go the opposite way.
Well, I mean, if birds ran into each other, I've seen birds fly in to glass windows on houses. They're not pulverized inside, break their neck. I've shot hundreds of birds with a shotgun and eaten them. And let me tell you, in fact, I got emails about this. Folks that haven't dove or quail hunted don't know this. You can butcher them in about 10 seconds. Well, the only meat that's good on them, maybe with bigger quail, their legs. But all you do is just reach in and rip the breast right off, pull the feathers off in about another 10 seconds, and have a plastic baggie with the marinade sauce that you're going to baste it in. You throw it into the bag while you're out hunting for a few hours. When you get back to the house, it's ready to cook. But I'll assure you, folks, I've shot birds with shotguns. They're not pulverized. The BBs shoot little clean holes through them, and there's almost no blood. Maybe their lungs will pump a little bit of blood up. There'll be a little drop of blood coming out their beak. That's it. I've shot hundreds and hundreds of birds. My dad's probably shot thousands. Anybody who's been bird hunting knows this. It is ridiculous. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Chuck. Let's take a phone call off our new phone line system and test it out. Let's talk to RJ in Texas. RJ, you're on the air.
Alex, what's up, buddy?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Good. How you doing? Real quick, anyway, I just moved here to Austin, and I don't really want to put any more money in the bankster's hands. I was wondering if you could recommend a good local bank.
Could I recommend what specifically?
A good local bank. Small bank, you know, not in control of the bankster.
Sorry, I was distracted. They were fixing some equipment in here and had the door open, and I couldn't hear you. I'd have to research local banks myself in your area, RJ. You know, I don't really like to give people financial advice because even if it looks like good advice today, you know, the bank might go under tomorrow, even if it's got some great local rating. But you can pull up, type in Texas, you know, top Texas rated banks, and you'll see which ones have the biggest reserves, which ones are rated having the best customer service. And I would look at a wide range. I personally think, you know, old local credit unions are great, things like that. But, I mean, I specifically, RJ, don't like to give people, you know, individual advice.
And I was just trying my luck. Anyway, can I get a plug for my site?
Sure, go ahead.
WanderingGlassStudio.com.
All right, RJ, good to hear from you. Let's talk to Josh in Ohio. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I just wanted to kind of touch base with you and let you know here in Ohio, I've been speaking with people for about the last 10 years. And, you know, when I first started out, everybody just laughed at me left and right. And, you know, lately I talk to a lot of people at my job, you know, and even interact with different aspects of the government and police and whatnot. And I'll tell you, a lot of people are really starting to wake up and they're starting to notice. So,
well, you know, that's one of my biggest frustrations is that I know people are waking up en masse because I'm well known and I go out on the street. And so I can get kind of my own poll in different parts of the country and world on what number of people are awake and involved. And I mean, it's got to be 20% of people in Austin I walk by now come up to me. I mean, or more sometimes. I mean, I can almost not even get through the day and function sometimes. So many people. I'll be walking my dog or walking with my kids around the neighborhood. Cars are stopping. Other parts of the country, 10% probably stop. Other parts of the world now, 10% come over. I mean, it's getting really ridiculous. And imagine how many other people are awake but just leave me alone. Or know about the New World Order, but don't know who I am. I mean, it's incredible. And my frustration is, though, people who aren't prominent, who aren't on TV and radio and doing all these interviews and things like I am, or who aren't in films, including some Hollywood films I've been in, or the really Austin films, but you know, major film releases, they don't have that interaction. That's why we sell the T-shirts. It's all symbiotic. It funds the operation, but it's also wearing your colors, getting out of the fear. I mean, and if you don't want to wear an Alex Jones InfoWars.com shirt, go buy a Ron Paul shirt or a Campaign for Liberty. I mean, you will be mobbed. You will have folks, you know, if you're a drinker, buy you drinks. I mean, it's ridiculous. I talk to people all the time who wear InfoWars.com shirts, and, you know, men have women coming up to them. Women have men coming up to them. You know, they're meeting people. At church, folks are coming over. People get dinner bought for them, drinks bought for them. I mean, we need to have this community, and it doesn't mean you know, that we're all even on the same page, except that we want more liberty and know we're going in the wrong direction. I mean, it is crazy, Josh, how awake people are getting.
It's really exciting, and I think you really hit it on the head there when you said that we just need to interact more, and people need to stop being so afraid to express their opinions and just come together more. And like you said, if we disagree, then, you know, we can agree to disagree. So it's exciting, I think.
Absolutely. Folks, you can experience what I experience, at least to some level. People will still be more timid if you're wearing a T-shirt because they don't know who you are. People feel like they really know me because they spend, and I guess you do. I mean, you spend more time with me if you're a regular listener than I probably spend with my wife and children a lot of days. And so you do know me. And so people come up as if they know me because they do. But you'll have, I'd say, 30% of what I get. Again, that's a dead reckoning, 20, 30, I don't know, maybe more, if you're wearing a bold InfoWars.com shirt. I mean, I want you to experience this, folks. In fact, we should probably put out a Ron Paul 2012 T-shirt and promote it, you know, draft Ron Paul 2012 so folks can get that going. In fact, I'm going to announce it now. I'm going to have it designed today. It'll be up by tomorrow. In a few weeks, they'll be in. We're going to put out a draft Ron Paul 2012 shirt. And that's another good thing. Wear your colors. Wear them loud. Wear them proud, folks. That's how we take the Republic back, is identifying ourselves as being on the team for liberty.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's take a call off of the Genesis phone lines. Then we'll go back to the first-time callers that called 877-789-ALEX, the new number we're testing out today. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Chuck. Oh, we already talked to Chuck. That's right. Jonathan in Kansas. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. There's three big stories I have for you, and one of them is on YouTube now. It was off a clip taken off of Anderson Cooper's show, and it's called 5,200 Pentagon Employees Purchase Child Pornography. And it's big, and Anderson Cooper was saying that nobody was getting charged, nobody was talking, was going to get in trouble about it. And you can type in 5,200 Pentagon Employees. Just that.
Well, I remember that came out. I mean, that comes out all the time. I have to tell you, I'm very suspicious of all of that because trillions have been stolen from the Pentagon. So there's a process now of trying to blackmail lower-level people, and they're also killing quite a few people, as folks have been noticing, to cover up the trillions and trillions and trillions that are missing that make Madoff look like a choir boy. And I'm not doubting that that's going on. I would just like to see Anderson Cooper cover DynCorp and Halliburton when it was even in the Chicago Tribune running giant kidnapping rings. I mean, they don't seem to ever get into the hardcore bona fide stuff. You know, they'll just claim that something's going on and that nothing's being done, and then that's held over the Pentagon personnel's head, and then they can claim, oh, this was on your network. It was also in the news yesterday that the government is telling all federal employees to spy on each other, to make sure that everyone's loyal and that people aren't giving stuff to WikiLeaks. So they're just using this as a secret police system. So as above, so below, as the ancients would say, it's just as governments become more criminal, they start spying on everybody. And it's not good for anyone but the tiny, tiny elite at the top. So I will check out that Anderson Cooper video. What's the other news?
That there's a new mass grave that was found in Austria a few days ago. And you can just type into Google News, Austrian mass grave, and that's the first thing that comes up. And the last thing I have to say is that China released its new pictures of its new stealth fighter, and it looks nearly identical to F-22 Raptor. So I'm thinking that Lockheed Martin might have sold some of the technology.
They absolutely. Laurel Hughes in the mid-90s with Clinton. And that's why the Republicans wouldn't go after Clinton for anything truly substantive. They had to go after him for sex because that was compartmentalized to only Clinton. See, politicians can't ever persecute each other or go on witch hunts against each other for political gain on any real issue because they're all involved in it or the leadership is. They're all got their hands dirty. So Ken Starr and others were linked to the Chinese sellout. And then that little ruse where the surveillance AWAC got forced down in China when Bush first got in office, and then the crew didn't punch the button that wipes the computers and they also have an acid bath, other system they're supposed to activate. They didn't do it, though it takes 1 second. That was another cover-up to deliver all of that stuff to them. I have seen the reports. I have seen the new Chinese fighter, and it's a complete knockoff. Now, there's somebody else who may have sold it. You know who the number one culprit of selling U.S. secrets to China predominantly, but also to the Saudi Arabians and Russians? You know who's been caught over and over again giving all our secrets to other countries, and that's Israel. You can just type in Israel transfers technology to U.S. technology to China. I mean, it's constant. It's all crooked as a barrel of snakes. Any other articles? You always call them the good stuff, Jonathan.
I just wanted to say Yuri Bezmenov revealed that Ford actually built...
Stay there.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.